Hi, wherever you're listening to me, I hope you're doing well. I'm Hari Arakli, and this is today's Tech Briefing. Apple yesterday finally revealed its long-anticipated mixed reality headset called Vision Pro that the company describes as a spatial computer that merges digital content with the physical world. The headset can even display the user's eyes on its front-facing screen to show others if the headset wearer is fully immersed in something or is able to look at them, for example. Apple announced the headset at its annual Worldwide Developer Conference that started yesterday. It features an ultra-high-resolution display system that uses micro-OLED to deliver 23 million pixels spread across two displays and a dual-chip design. With the headset, Apple also introduced Vision OS, which again Apple describes as a spatial operating system, enabling users to interact with digital content in a three-dimensional user interface controlled by natural inputs like the movement of your eyes, hands, and voice. Vision Pro's design incorporates advanced materials and a compact wearable form factor, but also an external battery pack about the size of an iPhone that connects to the headset via a cable. It features a high-performance eye-tracking system and a spatial audio system for immersive sound. Privacy and security are prioritized, with features like Optic ID for secure authentication and privacy-focused eye-tracking, according to Apple. The headset costs just under $3,500 and will be available early next year in the US, with more countries to follow. On the silicon front, Apple unveiled the M2 Ultra, a powerful new system-on-chip for Mac devices. The chip offers significant performance improvements and completes the M2 family, Apple said in a press release. This is Apple's largest and most capable chip to date, featuring a second-generation 5-nanometer process and UltraFusion technology that connects two M2 Max chips for double the performance. The M2 Ultra chip boasts 134 billion transistors and a unified memory architecture with a capacity of up to 192 gigabytes and 800 gigabytes per second of memory bandwidth. The CPU is 20% faster, the GPU is up to 30% faster, and the neural engine is up to 40% faster than the previous M1 Ultra. The chip also includes a media engine with twice the capabilities for ProRes acceleration. The GPU can be configured with 60 or 76 cores, resulting in up to 30% improvement in graphics rendering. The M2 Ultra chip powers the new Mac Studio and Mac Pro desktop computers. The introduction of the M2 Ultra marks the completion of Apple's transition to its own silicon, according to Apple's press release. The company also announced a 15-inch MacBook Air, which features a 15.3-inch Liquid Retina display, the M2 chip, up to 18 hours of battery life, and a 6-speaker sound system. The laptop has a thin and light fanless design, making it the world's thinnest 15-inch laptop, according to Apple. The MacBook Air also includes features like MagSafe charging, 2 Thunderbolt ports, and a 1080p FaceTime HD camera, and the macOS Ventura operating system. In the US, the 15-inch MacBook Air is available for order now, with shipping starting on June 13th, and pricing starting at about $1,300. Apple also announced the release of iOS 17, as anticipated, the next full update to its operating software for iPhones. The update includes some nifty upgrades to the phone, FaceTime, and messages apps, as well as new features like Journal and Standby. The phone app improvements include personalized contact posters and live voicemail with real-time transcription. FaceTime now supports audio and video messages, reactions, and extends to Apple TV. Messages introduces an all-new stickers experience and features like check-in and improved search. AirDrop has new sharing capabilities with name drop, while autocorrect and dictation offer more intelligent input. Standby provides glanceable information when the iPhone is charging, and the Journal is a new app for practicing gratitude, Apple says. The iOS 17 developer beta is available now, with a public beta coming next month, and the official release expected in the fall meaning September onwards. Apple also released updates to iPadOS, macOS, and tvOS. One new feature in Safari that caught my interest is the ability to add your favorite sites as web apps to the dock on your Apple laptop or computer. Meanwhile, here in India, Kerala has become the first Indian state to provide high-speed internet access free of cost to the poor. Some 14,000 poor households and 30,000 government offices are soon to get these connections as part of the state's ambitious project, the Kerala Fiber Optic Network, KFON, Manorama reports. The initiative, launched in 2019, aims to provide internet connectivity to all of Kerala's 35 million citizens, with a particular focus on the 2 million individuals living in poverty. KFON, the first network of its kind in India, will be established across 35,000 kilometers of optical fiber network spanning the state's 14 districts. To get a KFON connection, individuals need to install the KFON app and select the new customer option, providing the necessary details to request a connection. KFON's business support center will then handle the subsequent steps. The app will be available on Google's Play Store and even Apple's App Store. KFON aims to offer a minimum speed of 20 Mbps, with better options available based on individual needs. Already, approximately 1,000 households have successfully connected to KFON. Kerala boasts one of the highest rates of internet penetration in India, reaching 56% across the state's population. That's it for this briefing. You can find all our podcasts on ForbesIndia.com and on your favorite podcast app. I'm Hari Arakli. Thank you for listening.